The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Good evening and welcome to our Christmas Eve service. And in a few moments, I'm going to invite you all to stand and face the cross as it processes into the service. But just a few quick words just of welcome. We just want you to know that at this church, all are welcome to partake in communion when that comes out. When it comes time for communion, all are welcome to come forward and receive. And then we'll be lighting candles later in this service. So if you did not already have an electric candle, raise your hand and we'll get you sorted out. Everyone has a candle. All right. Well, then I will invite you all now to rise as we sing our opening hymn. Merciful God, we confess that we are not perfect.
We have said and done things we regret. We have tried to earn your redeeming grace while denying it to others. We have resisted your call to be your voice in the world. Forgive us, loving God. Give us your righteousness, the strength to put aside our failures, and the courage to try again.
Dear people of God, hear the good news. Christ the Savior is born. You are loved and forgiven. In the name of Jesus, who has come among us full of grace and truth, you are free from proving that you deserve to be loved. Because God's love is given to you as the most precious gift of all. Rejoice in this love and share it with the world.
Amen.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. Let us pray. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Now let us pray. Almighty God, you made this holy night shine
the brightness of true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence.
Now we invite our children forward for our children's message. All of any youth or child or young adult at heart is welcome to come forward. How are you guys doing? Good. You excited about tonight? What's the... Oh, we got a few more people. Welcome, everyone. I hope you're having a good night. Are you excited?
Yeah.
What are you most excited about the next couple days?
Food.
Presents.
Presents.
Who's excited for presents? Yes.
Yeah, everyone's excited.
Is it tonight or tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning.
Anyone's tonight? Everyone's tomorrow morning. Oh, good. You still have a little bit of time to wait. That means one restless night left. But we all like presents. We all love getting presents. And that's why even all of us are excited about tomorrow. But tonight, we remember that the most precious present of all was given to us. And that was God decided to become and live among us. And so in a moment, I'd like you to invite us all around, and we're going to put the baby Jesus in our nativity. But do you know one other name for Jesus that they called him? Was God, yes. But they also was another name called Emmanuel. And that means God with us. And that is the meaning of this whole night, is that God comes down and lives with us, and now in us, and around us. So let us come and gather around our nativity now as we put Jesus in. Invite us all now to pray, and everyone in the congregation, if you can extend your hand on the count of three, we're going to bring our hands together in a loud clap. Are you guys ready? Get ready. Hands up. All right, one, two, three. Now repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for coming to us.
Thank you for coming to us.
Thank you for Jesus.
Thank you for Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Game where we're supposed to be at the moment. So I'd like to invite Pete forward this time for our reading. But he's a little bit busy. It's sorted it up. Well, our first reading in the evening comes from Isaiah, the 9th chapter. Hear now the word of the Lord. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nations, you have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressors, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and his name is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We'll be singing the psalm this evening is found on page 3. I will begin with the light print. Please join the choir and sing along with the bold.
Our second reading is from Titus 2, chapter verses 11 through 14. I better thank the pastor for filling in for me on the first one. by to make you give up and get up here and do the sermon, and you don't want that. Anyway, a reading from Titus. Now hear the word. The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and world passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
According to Luke, the second chapter. And now I invite you all to sit down for this portion. We'll be reading some scripture, and we'll be singing some hymns, and I don't want everyone to have to stand up for that long. But here ends our gospel. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. And this was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. And Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for him in the inn.
Thank you.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas.
After that long Advent wait, we're finally at the night, and it is Christmas night. So Merry Christmas. And there's really two nights that stand out the most as most special and sacred for us. One is, of course, this night, and the second night is that night before Easter when we gather at the great vigil for Easter. And both nights share a set of common symbols, each holding them slightly different, but each one telling one story, the story of how God came into this world for us. And what we try to do in our worship space is not so much tell stories, even though we do tell stories, but we enact the meaning of these stories amongst us. So we hear of songs of or stories about God forgiving, and then we forgive one another. We hear stories of God saving through water and the church baptizes. And we hear stories of Jesus eating with everyone, and so we eat with everyone. And so the only question then maybe tonight is, how do we enact this meaning of this story amongst ourselves? And so just very briefly, let me sketch out how we do that and the meaning and the mystery of this night. And we have two main symbols amongst us tonight. And the first is, of course, that we are meeting at night. It seems to have to be at night because this night stands as a counterbalance or the thing that draws us because it is night. And here we don't have the typical sentimentality that you might have around Christmas time, because we admit that it is indeed night right now. As a matter of fact, it is the longest nights of the year are right now. This is the longest week of the year. We meet in the midst of that. And the night, with its coldness, stands for a symbol that this world is broken. It doesn't take us long to read the news and see that all around us there is hate, there is pain, there is the tomb, there is death. And all of this becomes symbolized by the night. And yet, in a counterbalance, because it is night, we have this Christ candle that we light and we bring forward. This candle, which we dedicate at Easter, stands in front of our church as a light. And so special is this candle that we almost never actually light it until those moments when we most need it. And this is the story that we have today of God coming to us as a child. Because the night is there, this light comes. Much like all these beautiful lighthouses that dot our coastline here, they stand there because there is night. And they are there as a light to shine so that our loved ones on the sea can find their way home. But as glorious as that all is, we enact the meaning of what this night is just in a few moments. Because this Christ candle will come down, and we all will take our lights and light it from there. Now, I know you have electronic lights, so we just have to pretend a little bit about this. Of course, we have some safety concerns, right? We have electronic lights. But even if you had an actual candle, you would come and you would light it on this one flame. Because this light is for you. And then the final final mystery occurs. Because no matter how many times this light is borrowed or taken, no matter how many other candles come, this snaps a little bit of its flame. This candle is never diminished. Instead, amidst this room, lights will go out, lights will continue to spread, until as if by sunshine, this light is transformed into the light of God's presence amongst us. This lonely, solitary child in the manger, this one point in the night, is the light and life of the world for us, coming to us, so that we can embrace our union with God through Christ, and then take this flame and spread it around. And in so doing, we create light amongst all the nights of the world. And we do that in hope, we do that in peace, we do that in joy, knowing that in the end, it is the light of God that will return into this world. And all these problems, all the things that cause the night will be swallowed up in the victory that Christ has won on the cross. So let us all embrace this and say, O come Emmanuel, God with us. Amen.
Amen.
This type of candle, it works by turning. If you turn it to the, if you just turn it enough, it'll come on. And if you have the small teacup candle, the battery is on the back. We're asking you to touch the ones on the ends, will touch the Christ candle, and then touch the other candle, and we will spread it out this way. And as we do that, we will be singing Quiet. As the lights of these candles illumines our faces. May it symbolize the light of the gospel, which shines on us from the face of Christ, who once was a child in the manger of Bethlehem, and which one day will shine on us directly from his throne. Rejoice for the light of the world. We are being made people of the light. Glorious light shine around us and within us on this holy night. Call us out of darkness and let the light of your faith shine in all that we say and do through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus, you are the light of the world. Let your light so shine for others, that may see the good you do and give glory to your Father in heaven.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you. I
invite you now to share the peace of Christ with those around you.
Peace be with you.
invite us now to stand as we prepare for our meal. Supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his birth and life among us, his death and resurrection, we await his coming again. By your Spirit, bless us and this holy food, that held and nourished by you, we may live as your children, shining the light of your Son, who taught us to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
This is an open table filled with the gifts of God for all people. And all are welcome to this table, and all means all means all means all. In a moment, the usher will come forward and will ask that you fill in the communion rails from left to right. And you may encounter this space either standing or kneeling. We invite you to come with your hands extended to receive the elements in your hand. If you wish to come and only receive a blessing, we ask you to come with your arms crossed and a prayer will be said over you. We have gluten-free options available if you indicate that. And then the wine will come. We ask you to reach in and grab which one is most appropriate. The red is wine and the clear liquid is grape juice. But we know that these are God's gifts to be shared with all, and all are welcome. Amen.
Thank you.
And may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior strengthen and keep you in grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. On this day, O God, you gave us Christ the Son to save us.
As you sent the one foretold, send us now with good news for all people. Let the gladness of this feast have no end, as we share with others the joy that fills our hearts and lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
May the word that Mary brought to birth carry you into an abundant life.
Amen.
May the word that Joseph cradled in his arms unfold you with love and strength.
Amen.
May the word the angels proclaimed in song bring harmony to your lives and the world.
Amen.
And the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and remain on you always.
Amen. Amen.
God in the highest.
Peace to God's people on earth.
Go in peace, share the gift of Jesus.
Thanks be to God.